This is the RX Concert Series podcast featuring Kelsey Adams. Monster Radio RX 93.1 presents the RX Concert Series. The hottest artists perform live. RX Concert Series. Your host, Francesca.
Hi, good evening. It is a rainy Monday night. Welcome to the RX Concert Series. This is being brought to you by McDelivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. Okay, her name may sound foreign, but she's proudly Cebuana, and she might just be the country's next pop princess and teen singing sensation. Her name, Kelsey Adams. She's been singing since she was five. She first gained attention when she won First Runner-Up and the Texter's Choice Awards of ABS-CBN's Little Star Cebu a few years back, and she's the latest and youngest contract artist of Poly East Records. Now, the same record label that has in its stable such brilliant talents such as Bamboo, Sandwich, Kirill, Kyla, Robin Yavera, and Zia. So, she must be that good to belong to such a stellar family. Poly East Records believes in her so much, they gave her an album of all original material for her debut. Wow. Now, it's called The Definition of Cool. And Kelsey will spin that definition for us tonight, live on the main event of the RX Concert Series. But first, here's a bit of last week's show that I am so bummed that I missed. Thank you, Alvin, Jinri, and Sel for taking over. Let's hear a round of Sponge Cola back on the RX Concert Series. Check them out.
Susulatan. Meron lang akong surprise sa'yo, at ayokong mawala ang friendship mo. The best of them. Random Spanish words like Antonio Banderas. Yeah. Met up with her in Cantina. It's about you, girl. And 6 to 9 margaritas. Yeah, I was there. Shorty had a familiar face and it was on his neck. His hands on the waist, but it was failing. But now she was having to wait in. He took a ride in his spaceship in the basement. Wait, blaming on the alcohol. Something lyrical and out of control. Yeah, it was random, y'all. It's a small world after all. The rap now, well, it's about your girl. Ain't nothing about ego. It's about your girl. It's about your girl. Ain't nothing about ego. It's about your girl. Woo!
Oh, all fun. Sponge Cola. Was that ya L rapping? OMG. Sponge Cola 2012 return performance on the RX Concert Series. Coming up, learn the definition of cool and discover singing sensation Kelsey Adams on the main event of the concert series.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
That's right. Welcome to the show. And of course, the RX Concert Series is being brought to you by McDelivery. Order as much as you want with McDelivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. Dial 86236 or visit McDelivery.com.ph now. All right. It's our pleasure to welcome her. This is the first time for her in the RX studios. You've heard her song. We play it, but we're like, who is this girl? Well, tonight you get to meet her. Please welcome Kelsey Adams.
Sometimes I get the feeling that I don't know who I am, like the something I've been concealing, and the
Concert Series. We have Kelsey Adams. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to talk to her in a minute. If you guys have questions, if you're curious about our guest tonight, I will twit pick a picture of her so you find out how she looks like. But we're going to get to know her after the break, okay? So short break. We'll let Kelsey rest a little bit after that first song. So send it in. You can tweet me at Monica Francesca, or you can put it through Facebook, facebook.com/RX931. We'll be right back.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
All right, we're hanging out with Kelsey Adams tonight. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, so this is the first time we're meeting. You're in the RX booth, so welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay. So you're based, you're Cebuana?
Yeah, I'm half Cebuana and I'm half Irish.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Are you based in Cebu or?
I was, but I am now based in Manila for, you know, all this reasons.
Wow. Okay, so let it tell us like how it all started. You won a competition.
Yeah, well, it started as that. Mm-hmm. I won the competition, Little Big Star Cebu. And then we had a thank you concert and we had Billy over as a guest and Jed Madela. And it all started there. And, you know, managers and everyone else come and give us, me and my mom, like contracts to look upon and stuff.
Oh,
so
wow.
We just recently signed under the management of ALV, Arnold Vega Fria.
Yeah.
Just this year. Yeah.
Okay, so, and we said earlier that they thought you were super, super talented enough to give you an album that's like all original.
Yeah, it's an all original album. It's 10 songs.
Who wrote the songs? Did you write any?
I co-write. I help out because it's most of the songs here are more of my life and what I do every day. And so they obviously need my perspective. Mm-hmm. So I help them write. The two writers, they're one is from Germany and one is from New York.
Whoa.
And yeah, and they're based in Cebu now under Bigfoot Entertainment.
Well, that's so cool. All right. Okay, wait. How young are you?
I'm 16.
Damn, 16, yes. And she's got an album already. How does that feel?
I'm proud.
I'm
thankful. Yeah, it's really scary, especially after the first album came out. It was really scary, especially all the mall shows and all the guards. I wasn't really used to it, so I was more of like, oh my god, what the heck's going on? Like, you know, that type of girl.
So is there a video for your single now? Because
yeah,
when we play it, we're like, who's Kelsey Adams?
Yeah, I have a music video. Mm-hmm. It's in, you can look it up on YouTube. Uh-huh. It's Cut That Out, Kelsey Adams. And right now we're actually on the process of making another one, so you guys should, you know, look out for that one too.
Nice. All right. Okay, so we're gonna ask her questions in a bit from you guys. But Maui, who's here, he's asking if you have a I just saw it. If you have a Twitter account. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, I have a Twitter account. And it's Superstar, as in SUPASTAAH. So yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna find her. Go, yeah. Maui. Do that now, and then we'll tweet you.
Follow me.
Are you always on Twitter?
Always, 24/7.
Okay, so we're going to get to know more about Kelsey Adams as we go along. But right now, of course, her album is out. It's called Definition of Cool. Here she is live on the RX Concert Series.
Stay away, I couldn't fight it. I'd hope to see my face, and that should be reminded that for me, it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you, too. Don't forget. Instead
Yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I'd hope to see my face, and that should be reminded that for me, it isn't over.
So the next song is another original, and it's entitled Love Me or Leave Me. So this goes for the people who are in trouble of their relationships or anything like that. So
if your love is pure, so make me a rock or leave me alone. Just let me be. Promise to me, you'll say what you mean and you mean what you say. Love me or leave me today.
Adams. Here on the RX Concert Series, we're going to ask her about the songs that she wrote for her album, Definition of Cool. And, well, what's her definition of cool? That all happens after the break. It is the RX Concert Series. If you have questions for Kelsey, you can send it in through Facebook.com/RX931. And then you can also tweet me. It's at Monica Francesca.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
All right, pretty Kelsey Adams live tonight on the RX Concert Series.
Hey.
So how often do you get to go to Cebu now?
Actually, I just arrived.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was my baby brother's first birthday yesterday.
Aww.
So I was there for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so I usually just come over and come back if I have free days, which doesn't usually happen anymore. Boo-hoo.
Oh. How about school?
School. I go to Miriam College.
Nice.
I'm first year college taking up BS Psychology pre-med.
Yeah. So you're doing it sabay, like it sits together. So
both at the same time.
The album, the touring, performing, and then we're all right. That's cool. Okay. So Ides is asking on Twitter, please ask Kelsey what kind of books she likes to read.
Books. I usually read Nicholas Sparks. So yeah, I just finished reading The Lucky One. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie though?
And I've seen the movie too, yeah.
Oh my god.
I love it.
Did you did you get to see him while he was here?
No, because it was my brother's birthday.
Oh yeah,
so
you were in Cebu.
I had to choose my brother over Zac Efron.
That's okay.
It's okay. I'll see you next time.
Okay, Alyssa says, blockmate ko yan. Hi, Kels. Alyssa Angeles.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Minami Cortez, you know?
Yeah, okay. Those are my friends.
She's
from Cebu.
Do you remember your high school friends in Cebu?
Yeah, hey, Minam.
Cool. Okay, let me see. What else? Dun, 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 dun. Let me check on Facebook if we have any questions. Oh, so I checked out your Twitter. So are you, because I was going to ask you what kind, like about the songs that you wrote, but are you like a super emo person or romantic person? What kind of person would you describe yourself as?
I'm weird.
She's weird.
I'll say it straight. Yeah, I'm weird. But I don't know. I usually feel for my friends because I don't know if I already been through everything I'm saying. But then I usually see it around my friends. Or
are you saying that because your mom's here?
No, I really haven't.
Okay, so here at Superstar. That's SUPASTAAAH.
Yes.
Okay, so your last tweet, Adega, checked it out. There are three things I want in a relationship. That's you, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Eyes that won't cry, lips that won't lie, and love that won't die.
Yeah, that's from Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so is there a lyric that you've written that that you like, or that like parang really hits home for you?
Yeah, actually, it's from my song called "Song About the Simple Things," and it's
how does it go? What's
okay,
the line?
So it goes: maybe I'm not cool. Maybe I don't really fit in with my friends. Maybe I'm just not the kind of girl who changes with the trends. So it usually, that's me. Like, I don't really go with the flow. I'm usually the type of person who goes like, what? What's that about? Like, you know, I'm usually the last person to know. So, yeah. Always the bottom of the click.
Really? No, but not, I mean, I don't know. With your album now, I'm pretty sure you're like the popular one in Miriam.
Well, no one really knows. It's just my blockmates. But probably when I get to school tomorrow, like everyone's going to be staring at me like, oh, she was the one from the radio last night.
Tell them. I'm going to put your picture on their Facebook wall too. Okay, so the songs that you co-wrote, did you co-write all of them?
Yeah.
You had like input on most.
Most of them, like, especially the ones that I haven't really gone through, like, the Love Me or Leave Me, like, it's more of just, like, what I want for the lyrics. Like, I don't want it too old or too young. Like, just want it just right.
So what kind of music do you listen to?
Me, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, like, those type. Maroon 5.
Are you a Bieber fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not so much of his person, just the songs.
Not
just saying, no Bieber hater, please.
Oh, at least you like his songs. That's
yeah, I like his songs. And not really the person itself, but mm-hmm. then, you know, I love the songs. I listen to the songs. I actually just downloaded this Die in Your Arms.
Yeah. Okay, how about local artists? Have you gotten to work with anybody?
While I was in Little Big Star, mm-hmm. I was with Sharon Reyes, and she's one of the my favorite singers. And, of course, Regine Velasquez.
You got to work with Regine Velasquez?
I haven't got the chance, but I sing her songs all the time, mm-hmm. all the time. And I got him to work with Billy Crawford, mm-hmm. Jed Madela, and Christian Bautista.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Mark Bautista.
Cool. All right. Well, it is Kelsey Adams. What is your definition of cool, since that is your album title?
It's simple. My own definition of cool is to be yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that being yourself is already cool. So it doesn't really matter what anyone thinks of yourself. It really just matters if you're happy and if you know who you are. So.
Some wise words from a 16-year-old. Yeah. Go, Kelsey Adams. Okay, we'll have more questions off of Twitter and Facebook for you in a bit. But right now, we're here for the music. Remember, guys, her album is Definition of Cool. Here's Kelsey Adams.
I get hyper when I'm happy. I get lazy when I'm sad. I have fun when I'm good. But still, I have much more. Confused, but oh well. Welcome to me, do you like it? Welcome to me, can't deny it. I couldn't be any other way. Welcome to the world I live in. I created it from scratch. Check it out and see. Maybe our worlds are a suitable match. It may take to find your way around, get to know my quirks and understand this girl that you found. You can see it's sort of a mess, but that's part of me, I guess. Oh well, welcome to me, do you like it? Welcome to me, can't deny it. I couldn't be any other way. If you don't like what you see here,
best variety program, the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
All right, we've got Kelsey Adams live tonight on the RX Concert Series as we prep her next song. Hey, Kelsey, we have a question from Jooms, Dark Angel. I should call him Dark Angel. Okay, can you ask Kelsey who among the latest artists influence her songs? I guess from the people that you listen to, maybe.
For this album, it was mostly Miley Cyrus, because mm-hmm. it was the time when her album just came out. Especially when she wrote about the I forgot. But then, yeah,
was it the climb? No,
the fast song.
The one that she's like,
oh, I can't be tamed.
Yeah,
that one that came out, and so it kind of gave me an idea, like, you know, if she writes about herself, like. Mm-hmm. You know, explaining what she wants in herself or what she thinks is going to happen, mm-hmm. then I think I should do the same. Like, you know, to explain to people, since I'm new.
Yeah.
And so people doesn't really know me. And so I thought of, like, if I write my songs by me, so they can kind of get the gist of who I am mm-hmm. just by listening to my songs. So
out of all the songs in your album, which one would be, like, most you? This one, Welcome to Me?
Yeah, Welcome to Me and Song About the Simple Things.
Ah,
those two songs. Those favorite two songs. Top, yeah.
Nice. Okay. So the video is not for Welcome to Me, or the video is?
The video is for Cut That Out.
Ah, okay.
It was the first single.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah. Okay. Because it's so catchy. Like, when I heard it, I was like, oh my God. And there was one morning that it was like, when I woke up, it was like in my head. I was like, oh my God, that's so Inception-like.
Yeah, and it was last Friday. It was playing on the radio, and my friend started calling me, and I'm like, you're on the radio. I'm like, what? I'm on the radio? And I was in the car with one of my friends,
mm-hmm.
and, She goes like, Kelsey, turn on the radio. And I'm like, oh my God, turn on the radio. And we were all cramming and all that. And I heard someone plugging that I was going to be here on Monday. And I was like, oh my God. And I was all blushing and stuff in the back of the car. So, yeah, I'm that type of person. I don't know. It's kind of cool. Like, I think it's nice that people are starting to know me,
mm-hmm.
getting to see who I am. So, yeah.
How about mall shows? Are you going to have any upcoming soon?
Yeah, actually, because we're repacking my album.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to relaunch the album in just a few weeks or
okay.
so. So, yeah.
Like with a big show?
Maybe.
Yeah, nice.
You'll probably find out first. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let us know. So when you perform live, do you know how to like do you play any instruments like the guitar or anything like that?
Actually, I think I'm the only artist who doesn't know how to play the piano or the guitar. But then I can play violin. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I can't play anything. So. Or at least not anymore.
That's it. But then you know I don't play while on stage, because it's kind of hard to take the violin
and sing
at the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's possible.
But that'd be cool if you can incorporate it. That'd be
yeah.
so cool.
I'm going to try.
All right. Well, she's here tonight with us. We've got another song coming up. Here we go. Kelsey Adams on the RX Concert Series.
So the next song is still an original, and it's entitled What's It Like? And so I hope you guys like this.
That you love.
Kelsey Adams live tonight on the RX Concert Series. Sharp break. We'll be back with more.
This is the RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Best variety program. The RX Concert Series.
The RX Concert Series.
Your host, Francesca.
And tonight we have the latest talent under Polly East Records. Her album's called Definition of Cool, Kelsey Adams.
Hey.
Hey, okay, do you watch How I Met Your Mother?
No.
That show? Because you sort of look like the girl that's in it. I forget. Colby Summers, Smulders, something like that. Yeah, you look like her.
Sorry.
Yeah, you should watch it. Do you get to watch TV often or, I don't know, movies, stuff like that with your schedule nowadays?
Not really, but yeah. actually, because I just moved to my condo in Eastwood, mm-hmm. so I haven't had time to get all the stuff done, like TV and all that.
Yeah, so how is it like, is it different living here now in Manila than and then in Cebu?
Yeah, it's different because I'm alone. Because I live alone.
Oh, like not with your mom?
Yeah, uh-huh. I live with my nanny, my yaya. So that's so it's
new.
Different. But then I think it's a good way to like test my independence.
Yeah. Yax. Mom's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Rose says, just for laughs, they'd like to remind you that you have a psych long test tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, actually, I do.
So you have to study.
Yeah, I have to study after this.
Okay, so I know you have a couple of things to announce.
Yeah, so in celebration for Fashion Week, mm-hmm. On October 25, 6 p.m., I'll be in Mall of Asia for Lee Cooper Jeans. It's a British band and a fashion musical event.
Cool.
So, yeah.
When is that again?
This is on October 25 in Mall of Asia, 6 p.m.
Cool. And then we're going to wait word on your launch again for your repackaged album.
And the new music video.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the YouTube channel we can check your video out on?
Well, actually, just cut that out. Kelsey Adams. And you'll find it there. It's probably the first video to pop out.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Kelsey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
Do you want to have shout outs? You want to greet people?
Yeah, actually, I want to greet the six ever. That's Alisa, Sai, James, Christine, and Ina. And I want to thank the block green her. That's my psych block, yeah. And then I want to thank the HBD team, Mabby, Chelsea, Ariel, Shelly, and Liana. My family and friends in Cebu who are in tune right now.
Hi.
They're actually all listening. Hi. And then I'd like to say thank you to Sai Marcelo and the whole Marcelo clan. And they're listening to me right now. So I love you. Thank you guys for everything. So yeah. That's it. Thank you to my mommy and Monster Radio for having me.
Hey, Kelsey, thank you so much. It was a pleasure interviewing you.
Yeah, and also, yeah, of course. How can I forget? I'd like to thank Polly East Records and, of course, my manager, AOV, for everything. And, of course, my beautiful assistant, Miro. So, yeah. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, so go get a copy of her album. Check out her video on YouTube. Follow her on Twitter.
Yay.
She's there.
Superstar.
We'll link it so you can find out what her Twitter handle is. So Kelsey, she's gonna leave us with one last song. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Here we go.
Listen to the song. Here in my heart, the melody has started but can't complete. Listen to the song from deep within. It's only beginning to find release. All the time has come for my dreams to be heard. To your own, all 'cause you won't listen. Listen, I am alone at a crossroads. I'm not at home in my own home, and I'm trying to say what's on.
You made of me. I followed the the same. There was someone here inside, someone I thought had died so long ago. Oh, I'm screaming now, and my dreams will be heard. They will not be pushed aside. Oh, words come to your own, all 'cause you won't listen. Listen, I am alone at a crossroads. I'm not at home in my own home, and I'm trying to say what's on my mind. You should have known. Now I'm done believing you. You don't know what I'm feeling. I'm more than what you made of me. I follow the voice you gave to me, but now I gotta find my own. I don't know where I belong, but I'll be moving on. If you don't, if you
The RX Concert Series. The hottest artists perform live in the RX studios. Multiple winner of the Golden Dove Award for Best Variety Program on Radio. Mondays, 7 p.m. Outstanding radio specials only on Manila's Hottest. Monster Radio RX 93.1.